Greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us again today. And we want to see what the Lord has for us today. I'm continuing to look at Luke chapter 8 here, just blessed by what I'm reading here just blessed by Luke's account here of what was going on there as Jesus went about in his ministry. Looking this morning at verses 22 to 25 here in Luke chapter 8, where we have Luke's account of Jesus and the disciples crossing the water in a boat. I'll read the account here. Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. They were in great danger. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the wind and water, and they obey him." When we go through storms of life, which we will, all of us, we'll encounter storms. It is sometimes difficult to trust that the Lord is with us or that he's watching over us. But when the Lord wants to take us to higher ground, when he wants our faith to grow so that we can move on to another chapter in life, there may be storms on that route. There may be storms in the journey. And trusting Jesus that he is with us in the journey is part of that walk. When when we have a clean conscience before the Lord and we're not walking in sin, then we can, and we have been born again, we can trust that the Lord Jesus is with us. He has promised that. The Word also teaches that our iniquities separate us from the Lord. And it talks about when we're in sin, you know, the Lord won't hear us. So we need to take care of those things. We need to come to the Lord in faith and then believe that he will not forsake us. Jesus asked the disciples, "Where is your faith?" That could raise, we could look at this maybe in several ways. Did they not believe that they would be safe while the Lord was with them? Or did they not understand that they could perhaps exercise their own faith? In another account, he says, "How is it that you have no faith?" And here in Luke, it says in verse 25 that they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him." When we have gone through storms and we come out on the other side, we will be able to see that the Lord was guiding us, and in the end, when he resolves, when things are resolved, it brings glory to the Lord. Our faith can be strengthened when we see him at work in our life, taking us through storms and calming the storm. That is a blessing. And it is we have to to acknowledge it can be a scary part of our faith journey to go through these storms. But sometimes they are necessary for our faith to be strengthened. I trust that the storms that you are facing are not bigger than Jesus. He can calm the storms. And I trust that he will calm the storms. He will carry you through, and in the end, you will stand amazed and in awe of the Lord. May the Lord Jesus bless you today, give you strength, comfort, and grace.